This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. Marines are continuing their offensive against Iraqi insurgents in the city of Fallujah. The Marines sealed off the town at the beginning of this week, and they have gradually expanded the area under their control. There have been numerous firefights with Iraqi insurgents. In today's fighting, a mosque complex was targeted by the military. Wire service reports from inside Fallujah say at least 25 people, and perhaps as many as 40, were killed in that attack. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is embedded with the troops of the 1st Marine Division. He told us earlier today that the Marines suspect the mosque was being used by insurgents.
What I understand is from the commanders here is this mosque and many other mosques have been a center for the rebel fighters. They've captured weapons and ammunition and pistols in other mosques in Fallujah. Many of these mosques, which have tall minarets, have been used to direct fire upon the Marines. Now, what happened today was there was a firefight near a mosque complex. A rocket-propelled grenade was launched into a Humvee, wounding 5 Marines. And then at that point, Marines saw dozens of rebel fighters enter this mosque complex. It was only then when the Marine commander called in rocket strikes by Cobra helicopter gunships, and then a laser-guided bomb was dropped from an aircraft.
Was the mosque, this was a building that was adjacent to the mosque itself. Was the mosque damaged?
I don't have damage reports yet, although there's some indication that as many as 40 rebel fighters believed to be inside the mosque complex were killed. That's according to Marine commanders here.
These insurgents, are they dressed in civilian garb? I mean, are they able to distinguish between these insurgents and regular Iraqi civilians?
Well, what's happened is that in the areas where we patrol today, it's really a very quiet. Nobody's on the streets. There's sort of a general curfew that's gone out, so it's quite deserted. So in terms of who these fighters are, they're the ones carrying weapons. Some of the Marines I've talked to on the ground have said that many of them have certain sort of black headscarves and black coverings of their faces. It's kind of a general description of what they're wearing, for example. Not quite a uniform, but some sort of garb that they have that seems to be in common.
How large is the city of Fallujah, and how much of it is now occupied?
Fallujah is somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 people. It's a city of a lot of low one- to two-story houses, but it's also very densely packed. And that's been a problem for the Marines because a lot of the firing is coming from back alleys and rooftops that are hard to get a handle in. Basically, looking at the city as a whole, it appears that maybe 20 to 25% of the city is occupied. But again, it's not occupied block by block. Raids are occurring. There are command posts set up further and further into the city, and there are some other operations that are in the works, some things I can't talk about that could increase that percentage by quite a bit in the next coming days.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Michelle.
Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS, who's embedded with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.